And we're in here on the Blue Noise on WMFO 91.5 FM here in Medford. On this last show for quite a while for me. This is really the end. We're going to do some Album of the Year choices. And I don't know, hope to finish this one off, right? That was Seven, and Seven is by Love. Proto-proto-proto-punk. And I think that I never really got that band. Until now, but a great kind of garage rock. But they were pretty famous at the time, so I don't know what you'd call it exactly. But anyway, it's good stuff. This is Fear It.
Starts beating faster. The world starts moving slower. And I just freeze. And it's cold, the steam escapes through my lips and dissipates. And you breathe it in. We all breathe it in. Your smile. Makes me weak, and the red spreads to my cheeks. You make me feel three glasses in. You say my name, my legs support a little less. My tongue.
existed for a long time. Before you started using, before I started choosing to do the same thing for the same reasons. The first name I called you is not a name at all, more of a duty than a function. Speaks inside, I know where I got my brain from.
And we're back here on WMFO 91.5 FM here in Medford. Whoa, mic is escaping me here. There's a long list of songs you just heard in order. Fear It by B-Boys from last year's album Dada. We heard Little Death by the Beths. That rhyme, that's kind of fun. That one is in my top 25 of the year. New Zealand glorified pop punk, but a whole lot better than most of those things that sound like that. Then we heard a request from my sister, if she's still listening, good luck on your exam. We heard All Right by Supergrass, and we heard Parquet Courts Freebird 2 off Wide Awake, which admittedly not my favorite of the records at all. It's like their third best, maybe at best, but one of my top 25 albums of the year. Probably down at the bottom, even though a lot of people think it's way up at the top. But personal preference is everything, isn't it? And we heard Bad Man by Meatwave off The Incessant. Sorry for hurting your ears, listeners. And Knee High, Stay Young, both 2017 records by Chicago groups. Great ones, but not from this year. Currently, we're going to listen to something I haven't been able to properly play on my show just because it doesn't usually fit. But this is another one of my favorite records. If a dance or electronic record is going to really be on my list these days, it has to be really darn good. And this one fit the bill perfectly. Against All Logic, 2012 to 2017, but released in 2018. Against All Logic is a side group. Side alias, I don't know what you want to call it, of Nicholas Jar, and this album is just pretty much close to perfect for me to even be able to listen to something almost all the way through, or all the way through in this sort of genre is really impressive. So, such a bad way under us right now, and finish this one off and get into some more music, some more album of the year picks. Eventually, I'll probably give the list in order, but we'll kind of mix it up. Enjoy.
My love is a prison that lifts you up by your head. I've been defeated every time I've tried to leave your tenderness. But if you can go and get better, then go and get better, go and get better, go and get better, go and get better. But then you wake up. You wake up.
Happy holidays, everybody. This is Brad Paisley for RAD, recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. When you're traveling during the holidays and see somebody who's had too much to drink about to get behind the wheel, well, get those keys and save a life. When you celebrate, designate. Choose a designated driver.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
And we're back here on 91.5 FM. This is the Blue Noise. Those songs you heard in order were Such a Bad Way, Against All Logic, one of my top 25 of the year, heard Junior Spirit by Jala, Perfect Teeth by Bull, Juice Box by The Love Language, and we heard It's Not All Right, or Ooh, It's Not So Hard by NRBQ. Under Us Right Now is Impossible Air by Nathan Salzberg. Not one of my albums of the year, but some great solo guitar, kind of American Primitive-ish. Let's see, we got a little less than 15 minutes left for my last show for about 8 months. I'll be abroad next semester and not broadcasting to you, but we'll see if I can't get something out there. Excited to play some more, couple more tunes. Go over the albums of the year list, and we'll say goodbye. Thank you.
fatia delicada. Me encantou, nem sei mesmo te dizer porquê. Numa noite refrescada, brisa leve.
Mas saudade me alembrou mariposas entre suas mãos, o feitiço da meiguice em seu sossego. Eu sentindo meu apego, natureza que soprou remanso, e boi, e o diabo no segredo dos seus olhos me enganou. Guardou pra te saber no fim, me ensinando que as belezas não têm dono. Nem o cheiro do seu corpo, saudade que soprou remanso. E touro, a lembro noite refrescada, tinha luz fogueira.
The Misfits are cult rock and roll, worshipped by a few but ignored on the whole.
Meet the Feebles
is a film cult classic. It's basically unknown, but some say it's fantastic. Most women that I meet seem totally unfazed, till sometimes there's somebody who seems totally amazed. I might not be in magazines as a heartthrob face, but in a few devoted hearts I've found a strong fan base.
I'm a cult boyfriend,
not a mainstream show. I'm lonely or I'm worshipped by a lady in the know.
When you're a cult boyfriend,
life is always intense. They love me or they hate me, no one's on the fence.
Cerebus
is a cult comic book series. It's got fans, but it's never found in movies or in theories.
WFMU
is a cult radio station, always tuned to by a few devoted fans around the nation. For every time I couldn't get a second date or even first, why does one think I'm the best when all the rest think I'm the worst? All of those times no one at all wanted to know. If I'm really all that awesome, wouldn't more people think so? I guess
cult boyfriend
is the term for me. It's always been quality, not quantity. A cult boyfriend's like a record in a bargain bin. No one knows its worth till a collector comes in. Who are some cult literary three names I can honor. Maybe J.G. Ballard or Flannery O'Connor. Haggis and Fugu, that's like food for cult eaters. Jim Jones, Charles Manson, Father Yod, they're cult leaders. Anyway, the point being, do I have to be magical? Can't we date a few months, then move on, normal and casual? Suicidally alone and then totally smothered. It's so much pressure when you go from one extreme to the other. I guess cult boyfriend is the term for me. It's always been quality, not quantity. A cult boyfriend's like a record in a bargain bin. No one knows its worth till a collector comes in. I'm a cult boyfriend, not a mainstream show. I'm lonely or I'm worshipped by a lady in the know. When you're a cult boyfriend, life is always intense. They're in love or they're indifferent, no one's on the fence. Song probably ain't gonna go very far beyond an open mic. It's guaranteed though, two or three people are really gonna like it.
Here on WMFO, the songs you just heard were Remanso by Luis Ubrina y O Liquificador, something like that. Great Brazilian music, contemporary stuff. We heard the hilarious Jeffrey Lewis with Cult Boyfriend, and under us right now, Silver Jews with Smith & Jones, Forever. I love that pre-chorus thing, the O Come Let's Adore Him. It's kind of Christmassy, if it's not Christmas actually. Run through the good old list right now. What I have right here is 25 records of the moment that I feel like are the top 25. So we have, in order alphabetically, Against all Logic, like I said, 2017, great album. We have Anna Birch, Quit the Curse, The Beths, Future Me Hates Me, Cities of Eve, Raised for a Better View, Earl Sweatshirt, some rap songs, Father John Misty, God's Favorite Company, Customer, excuse me. John Coltrane, Both Directions at Once, Kaylee Uchis, I don't know how to say it, Isolation, Kanye West with Ye, both Kara Graham and Benito releases of the year, the album Time and Place, and the EP, TOT EP, I believe that stands for The One True Path, The One True Path, yeah, Tote, The One, who knows. The One True EP, there we go, haha. And Kevin Crowder, La La Lala with the Lamb, the new Lemon Twigs record, Go to School, Miranda Winters, super underrated short album from this year called Zobishi, What Grows Here, it's Icebox Backwards, and Natalie Press, The Future and the Past, North Americans Going Steady, Room 25 by No Name, Parquet Courts Wide Awake, as I said, Pusha T, Daytona, Rolling Blackouts, Coastal Fever with Hope Downs, Saba, Care For Me, amazing, amazing record, probably the best Chicago album of the year, Lush by Snail Mail, love that one even if it's whatever, KTSE by Teyana Taylor, super underrated, shout out to Reed, and Unknown, Mortal Orchestra, Sex and Food. That's gonna do it for me pretty much here. Gotta figure out a Christmas song to play here to send us off, but we're going to figure that out right now. All right. That's it.
Christmas in Harlem, right after autumn fall.
Have a great rest of your finals if you're still sticking around. And I'll see you guys in 2019.
Even though we ain't balling,
see ya.